All right, Philip, it's over, and a respectable way, 10th. All factory guys ahead of you. Showdown. Very, very good job.
Yeah. That a boy, RJ. Turn it up. Yeah, it was a stressful day, I'm not going to lie. It was very, like I said, I'm not an emotional person, but today was emotional. It was a lot to take in. I got, Prater and Mui got me in opening ceremonies, which meant a lot to me to be able to do a lap with AC. Cool. It was really cool, and it's a childhood dream for me, you know what I mean? So it's like I was just talking to my dad. It's like, you work your whole life to get to this point, and you're at the pinnacle, and it's just like it goes by in a fucking blink of an eye, So
Tell me about it, bro. I was a mechanic for PJ1 like 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. 10 years ago, and you're like, where the fuck did the time go? So
And also, too, like, it's a stressful race. It's a showdown.
As soon as I got done with the heat race, because I went down there for the main opening ceremonies, and, like, I missed my warm-up. And, it's been 10 years since I've done an opening ceremony, so I've never really, I was out of flow. I missed my warm-up. I went out for the heat race. I got sixth. I pumped up. I rode awful. I came back to called my dad. I was like, dude, I was stressed. Yeah. I blew up. And he's just, all right, we'll blow it off and go out for the main event. Yeah. And, that's one of my best main events I've actually ever ridden in my career. So I rode really good, and it's a good way to empty the tank for racing Supercross. And I'm happy to be 10th place in a showdown. A lot of fucking badass kids nowadays, and it's cool to see where our sport's at and what the kids have in the tank. And, I'm ready to step aside.
Did you notice extra interviews this weekend and extra fan stuff and that kind of?
It was a lot of activation. So it's I'm not gonna lie, it took a toll on me. So it's hard because it pulls you away from the main thing, what's going on, and that's riding a dirt bike. So when you're a 12-year-old kid, you dream to be in this exact position. So just try and think of that, and then be there and to be well known in the paddock and be respected by a lot of people that treat me really good. And everybody from every team's always been super awesome to me. So it's to get to that point means a lot.
And honestly, your main event, like, you were good in the whoops. Got a good start, which is always that's your two trademarks. Yeah. And then it looked pretty uneventful. You and Swole went a little bit at it, but pretty uneventful main. But a good finish. But, for you, it's like, eh.
Yeah, no, like I said, I think I should have been ninth. I should have been able to hold off Swole. But, he rode really good. But, like I said, it's to get two top tens in the showdown, 10, Denver and six, and – like I said, my Denver place, sixth place, was a bit fake. My 10th place that I got in the showdown, I worked for that, and I feel really good about that. So it's good. I'm glad to close this chapter in my life and be able to see Supercross from the stands now and, give it to the next kid.
Did the rain help or hurt the track and the delay and all that? Was that weird?
The rain actually helped the track, so it actually helped the water soak into the ground, made it to where we can move around a little bit. It was still pretty one line, but I'm happy to have a set of whoops that were tricky enough where you could skim or jump. You know what I mean? That was really good passing points on the track, so I really wish they would do loader whoops. If they're going to do nine like that, just make them a little bit more challenging, because it gets so edgy. But I'm happy for the team, happy for Cody, I'm happy for everyone. It's cool, but I am happy that like I told Shocker, he raced me twice this year, and I can go out saying, you never beat me, motherfucker.
You got third in the points, but I beat you.
You got third in the points, but you never beat me in a showdown, and I can rest my head on that.
You going to the jet thing later?
I'll go over there. Yeah, hopefully they have alcohol.
They do. I'll probably see you there. Thanks, buddy. Good job. Respectable way. Proud of you. Thanks.
Thank you for all the support. Appreciate it.